Is anybody hearing me? Pain drive me crazy, so the love from the drawers, the only thing that's steering me. Is anybody hearing me? Made my mama cry a thousand times, but I guess she still see the cheer in me. Is anybody hearing me? Trust none to fear no man, I pray to the same that ever put fear in me. Is anybody hearing me? Nah, nah, nobody wanna deal with me. Nah, nah. Look, when drawers take my heart, I guess my heart will voodoo doll. Oh, nobody, if I'm Robin Peter, I'm sliming Paul. I swear I got so much to say, but nobody call. I go to war alone with no support from none of y'all. Two L's in my book, so that's just a learning lesson. Had to cut out the bad blood to receive my blessings. Went down till I signed a deal, then I stopped the stressing. Dreams coming true, the only cure to my depression. Niggas follow trends like monkey see, monkey do. Even how you did, I never thought about crossing you. False accusations all along, this shit was true. Told me hold you down, I was too blind to see the truth. I ghost, I had to shed all my tears when I'm in the booth. Pain mixed with pleasure, man, that shit uncouth. Pablo Picasso, bitch, I paint the proof. And you can see it in my eyes, bitch, I've been the truth. Is anybody hearing me? Pain drive me crazy, so the love from the drawers, the only thing that's steering me. Is anybody hearing me? Made my mama cry a thousand times, but I guess she still see the cheer in me. Is anybody hearing me? Trust none to fear no man, I pray to the same that ever put fear in me. Is anybody hearing me? Nah, nah, nobody wanna deal with me. Nah, nah.
Man, ain't nobody hearing me. Locked down in a box, can't see my family, damn they ruin me. Out here in the school of hard knocks, there ain't no truancy. I did it on my own, can't nobody say they influenced me. Daddy missing, fell victim to the system. I couldn't break the chains, his footsteps, I fell in them. 5 years worth of letters telling moms how much I miss her. Couldn't kiss her, so I spent a lot of nights kissing her picture. I'm under 30 and it's a lot that I done been through. Prison time got my mind sharper than the Gensu. Couldn't shed a tear, I write it down with a pencil. In case the lead broke, I shed a tear with my pen too. I knew my worth, but everybody switched up. Turned their backs on me right when shit was looking tough. All I needed was support and they won't give two fucks. Now I'm flexing on them niggas, both my middle fingers up.
Is anybody hearing me? Pain drive me crazy, so the love from the drawers, the only thing that's steering me. Is anybody hearing me? Made my mama cry a thousand times, but I guess she still see the cheer in me. Is anybody hearing me? Trust none to fear no man, I pray to the same that ever put fear in me. Is anybody hearing me? Nah, nah, nobody wanna deal with me. Nah, nah.
Well, all right, is anybody hearing me? That is G-Baby. He is on my platform right now. Hey, G-Baby. Come on now.
How's it going? How's it going?
I'm going good.
How is everybody else?
All right. Tell me about that track right there. What's the story behind the music?
Well, the story behind that particular song is through my entire life, I had a few ups and downs and a lot more time, more downs than ups. And I normally have not been the expressive person. I've been more of the type of person who bottle things up until, you know, sweep dirt on the rug until the dirt shows up. So instead of blowing up on people and snapping on people and things of that sort, I used to write my stuff down and whatever I would go through on paper. And that's what really I try to do with most of my work. So that behind that song right there, I was just going through a tough time, but one of my depression modes. I felt like I was against the world. I mean, the world was against me. I'm sorry. And I just, you know, I have a select people in my corner and whatever that allows, you know, supports me and loves me and whatever. But the ones that I try to give out to, it, the ones that I be wanting it from, sometimes aren't there. So therefore, I just wrote a song. I write a lot of songs about it. So right there at that particular time, I was going through something at that time.
Well, that song, that track right there is streaming with a high percentage number. So a lot of people feel you. A lot of people go through that. So that's a good track right there. I agree. So where are you calling from, G-Baby?
I'm actually calling from Dallas, Georgia.
Dallas, Georgia. All right, Georgia fans. All right. So as we move along in the show, introduce yourself to the curious listeners out there. What inspired you to write lyrics, rap music, and how many years you've been in the industry?
Well, let me start by saying my name is Wylan G, baby. Some people don't know how to pronounce the Wylan part, so y'all can just call me G-Baby for short for those who try to figure out the mysterious acronym. It stands for Young Little Ass Nigga G-Baby. I've always been a little guy, like really, really, really little, and like as far as size and weight. So that's pretty much, I mean, I never really got bullied, but that's what pretty much people like when we would, you know, talk about each other, have fun about each other. That would really be the main go-to that people would try to go talk about my height. So therefore, I took in the perception like, well, if I embrace my own size, how you going to make me mad type stuff? So I took that as an embracement, and I always ran with it. Like, I talk about how big I am all the time. So I kind of ran with it, took an insecurity and turned it into a security.
Right.
So that's how I came up with the Wylan part. G Baby, I'm not going to get in too far about it, but it's affiliated. But that's, I got my name by that, being
okay,
very small and being the G at the same time. So it was just a name that was earned. So I just together. My biological name is Albert Hunt. I am the fourth generation of Alberts, and it's ending right there because I don't have kids, and I don't think I'm going to have any boys anyway, the way that my family is set up. But I was born in Chicago, Illinois. And,
all right.
I came down and moved to Marietta. I moved to Marietta when I was 13. So I'm really from Marietta, but that's all I really, really, that's all I really know. I've been there for like, I'm 28, been there since I was 13. So that's all I really know. How I started writing music was, I got, you know, during the times growing up, like I said, I'd never really been a profound person to use my voice to speak and let my emotions in, out or whatever. So I used to write it down. I've been doing that since I was a kid. I can remember the last time it was like I actually started in the sixth grade, just like playing around. And then I made it, you know, I started doing poetry, and then people start saying like my poetry turned into music. And then I used to listen to music. I used to love music. I always listen to music. My grandfather, he has tons of records. So every time, like, he's out there in Chicago now. So every time, like, we're out there and it's like one of them cleaning days where he feel like just, you know, cutting the grass outside, just doing whatever he has to do around the house, he plays different records. And I used to grow up around that a lot, so it just kind of inspired me.
Okay.
So I've always had that inspiration that came from my grandfather as far as the melody. Now, as far as the words and lyrics, I've always been good with words. I've always been, like, I won spelling bees. I've always just been really good with words. So I just kind of growing up, you know, listening to a lot of music, I put two and two together, and I started taking it serious when I was like ninth grade. But I had a few run-ins. I had a few run-ins with the law that caused me to miss a lot of my prime years. I missed my prime years of life. Like, I missed the years of 21 to 25 being incarcerated. So the years I was supposed to learn, I was away. So therefore, I took more into music. I tried to perfect my craft then. But that's pretty much basically it, how I pretty much started writing music. It started from the heart. My grandfather gave me, like, the melody inspiration. Mm-hmm. and my feelings and of everything what I went through and all my trials and tribulations and me not being the talkative person, just being silent and writing it down, that's what really just motivated me to start doing work and taking it really serious. And when I started taking it very, very serious, which means paying for my own studio time, I think I was 25.
Well, you're doing a very good job at communicating, and you're writing it on paper, your melody, it's all coming forth. I would like to ask you, with your skill and talent, what are the goals are you planning on reaching? What is your dream?
Actually, my dream is to, well, of course, be a big entertainer. But as far as going into, you know, as far as the years go in the entertainment business, I've also, because of what I've been through, and I've also wanted to take, you know, as far as my money that I made from the music industry and start investing into second job opportunities, you know, second chance job opportunities, second chance, you know, apartment opportunities for those who people who have messed up backgrounds like me, for people who run into tribulations like that, like I have. So I want to be able to, you know, have a lot of jobs hired specifically for felons, like you can't work there unless you're a felon, type, you know what I mean? But it will have its felon restrictions there too, because I'm not a biased person. Just because of what I went through does not mean everybody still deserves it. Just depending on the severity of the charge, basically. Mm-hmm. Like child molesters, that's no. I'm sorry, you're not getting a job out of it. But things that I said, rapists and stuff of that sort, like that severity. No, I got nothing for you for them. But for those who actually are trying to change their lives and want to, you know, get back out there and have a second chance at society, those are who I want to do it for. Like, just give them different opportunities and, you know, give the homeless more opportunities to grow, because black excellence is powerful. It's a lot of us black people that are very, very, very talented that they don't even know that they're skills. And I want to be that inspiration and motivation that I can give to them to so they can crawl out the shell, just like I had to crawl out of my own shell. Like, I still got to crawl out my shell.
Have you decided to come up with a name for your organization, or are you already supporting a community organization in the city you're at?
I've actually done some, community service around the area since my release. Recently, I haven't been, I've actually been working a 9-to-5 job for the time being now. But no, I do not have a name for my organization. I had the idea. Now I actually have to put it in motion. It started as a brainstorm idea.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it, like, I had to draw it up. I knew exactly what I want to do. Now I just have to put it in motion.
Wow. God is really working you. You're a tool, and it's going to happen. I believe in you. I believe it's going to happen. As we move along with the show, I want to play Time Heals. What's the story behind the music?
Okay. The story behind Time Heals, actually, Time Heals is part one. A lot of people don't know Time Heals and Mixed Emotions. They're actually sequels. And Time Heals, I believe, Time Heals is the first one. It's part one. And Mixed Emotions is part two. And the reason behind that is that was behind my first real crush love. You know, I was 18 the first time I ever felt, you know, love, the first real bit of love. And, like, it was with a girl that my family loved as well. I don't know. It just felt like we was meant, and, like, it didn't, And my decisions have always been in and out of jail, and me always messing up, basically messed up our relationship. And as many times as I wanted to get her back, I couldn't. And then life happened with her, and life happened with me. And so I was just in the hole while I was incarcerated, too, because I had failed a drug test for weed. so I was in solo confinement in prison, in Montgomery State Prison. I was in solo confinement. And I was just thinking about it like crazy. And I even emailed my mom. Like, I couldn't even get her off. She was just like, pray about it. And I prayed about it. And I was just, like, writing songs on how I felt. And it's just, like, after I wrote the songs, those two songs, like, the feeling that I had for her, it just, like, I felt like a little wind, of it, like a little weight dip off. Like, I had something to say to her. Like, I had something, some last words to say to her that I didn't get to say that I put on the song. Okay. So it just felt like as soon as I got done with the song, it's just like, okay, I'm good now. And it's like, I didn't even think about getting back with her ever since. It was just like how crazy, how powerful it was. Like,
right.
It just, right. Like, my feelings completely changed after I wrote everything down.
Right. Well, it sounds good to me because I understand what you went through. I'm going to pick one caller that's calling in, sitting there on hold. Area code 616. Go ahead and speak.
Hi, this is Lisa Marie. The CEO of Worldwide International Records, and I'm so proud of G-Baby, my artist. I see that he goes really hard, and he's really have come a long way. He stays writing, he stays, you know, in the studio and stuff like that, and all I can say is we're really, really proud of him, and he has a lot of things coming up. A lot of his music he has to offer to help people that, you know, like he said, has pain and stuff like that, you know, they'd be able to relate to it, I should say.
Well, thank you, Lisa Marie. Thank you for that. And G-Baby, did you hear that? You hear that, G-Baby?
Yes. Yes, I appreciate and love you so much.
Yeah, right. I tell you, I love him. A whole lot. He knows that I go hard for him.
Oh,
he's amazing.
Well, I'm going to play Time Heals, and I believe time do heal. So, G-Baby, you stay in that hot seat. We'll be right back.
Wale. G-Baby, they say time heals a broken heart, but I don't really believe that shit, man. Hear me out, though. Night after night, man, time fly. Wonder how the fuck can I get by? Time heal, well, that's a damn lie. My heart is broken, man, I think I'ma die. Think I'ma die. My heart is broken, man, I think I'ma die. Think I'ma die. My heart is broken, man, I think I'ma die. Time heals a broken heart, man, who told you that? It been some years, baby girl, but I still want you back. I know I did you wrong, and I wish I could take it back. Didn't do enough, but the love I gave never lack. We had a bond that couldn't break, hate that you let it go. I think about the times we had, just to let you know. Time heals, but my love for you forever grow. Do you think about the times I let you from head to toe? I'm sure I didn't mean that, expose that one secret. Time heals a broken heart when I'm still picking out the pieces. I pray that your new man treat you halfway decent. Never got to congratulate you on the baby you had just recent. I know I should be happy, but the time just hasn't healed. And if it did, then I wouldn't even know how the pain should feel. I know this shit sound crazy, but baby, I'm keeping it real. Like my heart and thoughts were in a cup, they just hit that one spill. One love. Now that's the night, man, the time flies. One out of fuck can I get by? Time heal, well, that's a damn lie. My heart is broken, man, I think I'ma die. Think I'ma die. My heart is broken, man, I think I'ma die. Think I'ma die. My heart is broken, man, I think I'ma die. You never realize good.
good thing till it's gone away. Would have said it in line, cause I wish you would've stayed. Time heals a broken heart, will I take it day by day? And if I had another chance, the hoes would be all that way. My family love and hate you for what you did to me. I mean it both way possible, it's a hard sight to see. Our relationship kinda reminds me of J&B. I discovered your body too, it sounds like I got a two receipts. I still can't believe in a one day you're gonna be my wife. But shit went sour and that's when it changed both our life. But your life already changed on your senior prom night. Didn't know it, but it be the man to help you conceive a life. How can I predict the shit that happened right before my eyes? Just to let you know I'ma hold it grow up till the day I die. This song is just to explain how I feel. I wish I can destroy the nigga who said it take time to heal. Now that the night, man, the time fly. When how the fuck can I get by? Time heal, well that's a damn lie. My heart is broken, man, I think I'ma die. Think I'ma die. My heart is broken, man, I think I'ma die. Think I'ma die. My heart is broken, man, I think I'ma die.
Time Heals, everyone. That is Time Heals by G-Baby. As we move along in the show, G-Baby, give some information on your social media and where the music can be purchased and streamed at.
Well, all my music is streaming on all major platforms, Apple Music, YouTube, Amazon Music, Spotify, you know, every major platform. You can also follow my label's YouTube at WWIR Records, LLC, I believe that's what it is. That's their YouTube page. You can follow my Instagram, my personal Instagram at y.l.a.n._6baby, and my music page at y.l.a.n._gbaby1, and my Twitter would be, I don't really use Twitter, but
we'll,
I would let
you come back to
know
that. Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. I'm quite sure any curious listeners out there want more information. It will all be planted on social media, Facebook and Instagram. And I'm quite sure any information, you keep everyone updated on your pages. Is that right, G-Baby?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So as we move along, I would like to ask you about your journey with other artists that you're collaborating with. Now, the first track I played, Is Anybody Hearing Me, is BKA Takari on there, right?
Yes. Yes.
So what other artists are you collaborating with? And will you be doing more music with BKA Takari?
Yes, actually, BKA Takari, there will be a lot more music with us. Other than my label mate, that's like my best friend. So that's, we got a lot of stuff out together already that's not even been released, but we're not going to get into that. We'll talk about,
okay.
We got to have some new stuff most definitely coming. As far as other artists, I'm not working with any other artists as of now. But BK, most definitely will be expecting some more music out of us.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Any upcoming events and any future music projects to come you want to mention?
I have an EP coming soon.
Mm.
Name, Kidnap My Pain.
Mm.
I will have to talk to my CEO on the actual release date for that, but that is an EP, that is a project that is going to be dropping very soon.
All right, thank you for that information. I have another caller, area code 646. Go ahead and speak, please.
Hello. Hi. I'm Michelle. I'm the VP of Worldwide International Records. I just want to say, you know, G-Day, I love you. My favorite song is Shadow Life. I love all his music, but that's my favorite song. I guess because maybe I relate to it, you know. I just want to say that he's a pleasure to work with. He's always dedicated to music, and that we need songs that, you know, that help us deal with our pain, you know, and that I love him and that he's going to go far. That's it.
All right. G-Baby, what you got to say in reply?
Well, I love and thank you so much, too. I appreciate that I can help you get through, you know, through things. And that's what I try to do. I try to make a lot of music to where people can relate to. I don't want to be one of those rappers that's, you know, doing and saying one thing and showing another. And I've always said that actually before getting into the music industry, as far as being a music artist, I always said I always want to rap about what I've been through and not about what I want to do.
Right. And she mentioned Shallow Life. I would like to spin Shallow Life. What's the story behind the music on Shallow Life, G-Baby?
Shallow Life. The story behind Shallow Life is I had just buried my cousin, and he was 22. And just not before that, I had lost another friend. So really, and I've had a lot of homeboys that been in and out of jail, and, you know, pretty much what I've been through. And I was going through that time. I just felt like everything was so shallow. So I heard that beat, and once I heard the beat, the lyrics just, like, I didn't even write this song. Like, this song got recorded at the studio with nothing written. Like, I had nothing written at the studio. He played the beat, and I just went off. I mean, of course, I had to fill in a few times, but I didn't, that's how sincere it was. It was fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story behind Shallow Life. I had lost my 22-year-old cousin to sickle cell, and just a month before that, he lost his mother. Yeah, so it was just a lot. And then a lot of my homeboys, they done had got locked up. It was just a lot. And then I'm the type of person, I might act like everything is okay. I'm always smiling and laughing and this, that, and the third. But you'll never know unless you listen to my music.
Right. Well, here is Shallow Life. I'll be right back, everyone.
While they on the
track. While they're. G-Baby.
Turn to peace when love turn to greed. Let me tell you about a young nigga shadow life. Some my niggas cried and some my niggas died, cause they been through a real nigga sacrifice. I talk to God sometimes, but I get no reply. So who the fuck do I talk to? Nobody understand that I'm trying to be a man, but all these scars still bleed through. Trials and tribulations, always never seen a go mistaken. Heartbeat steady racing, gotta keep that thing adjacent. I be damned if a nigga treat me like replacement. You ain't never seen the mud, you barely scratch the pavement. The streets got me going out my mind, I'm going crazy. She love the way I rap, she call me her little gangster baby. She got my kids on her looking like she run with rabies. My fingers starting to hit some dollar signs, turn to scabies. Hold my bag when I boss it up, all my niggas, we just sauce it up, floss it up. These niggas dead, they ain't boss enough. She acting hard, I'm feeling on her ass, but it's still soft enough. Give me cash, better cough it up. Fuck a rose in the concrete, watch a nigga blossom up. And watch a drip, it don't cost enough. I sign a deal, now these bitches steady popping up, rocking up. I tell a lot of pain when I tell my story. Keep my faith and give God all his glory. switching lanes, man, I'm starting to feel like Tory. Fly like a raven, you can call me Corey. Live your best life, it's alright to enjoy it. I pay for keys, why these niggas tryna toy it? Ace in my cup, watch a nigga poet. Tupac in my dreams, I'm feeling like a poet. Drugs turn to peace, when love turn to greed. Let me tell you about a young nigga shadow life. Some of my niggas cried and some of my niggas died, cause they been through a real nigga sacrifice. I talk to God sometimes, but I get no reply. So who the fuck do I talk to? Nobody understand that I'm trying to be a man, but all these scars still bleed through. Just another young nigga out here trying to reach the light. Living life wrong, so I'm trying to make it right. Rolling up another joint, I'm about to take flight. Before I take a chance, first I gotta roll the fucking dice. Living the life, no more make it minute right. Shit all changed after I gave my heart and soul to Christ. A nigga still shining without all the shoes and ice. I'm just trying to get in your head like my name is Life. Damn, I hope I come one of the greatest. From the Chirac, what a nigga most hated. Just like my haircut, a nigga always faded. Sometimes I hate this world cause this place is fucking crazy, growing up a young nigga, home was a struggle. Family torn apart, way too busy to fit the puzzle. Pops around my face like I wore a fucking muzzle. Can't get my words together like I'm playing a game of Ruzzle out.
Alright, that is Shallow Life. Shallow Life. I have a guest caller, area code 470. Go ahead and speak.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, Wildland?
That is TKA, Takari.
You already know what's going on. I see you, my boy, man. I love it. I love the professionalism that I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying? You're doing an amazing job, man. Keep going. Keep your foot on these niggas' necks. Keep grinding, my nigga. We up, you hear me? Worldwide, bro.
For sure. For sure.
So, BKA, Takari, y'all into making a new video together again on a new track song?
Yeah, it's gonna be a whole it's gonna be a whole lot of stuff coming from us. It's be on the lookout. It's coming.
Oh wow. Wow. T baby, what you got to say? Any more things you wanna say?
I just appreciate all the compliments and appreciate everybody, and I love everybody, you know, showing me love. I just want to return the love. That's all.
All right. Thanks, BKA Takari, for calling in. You can still sit there and listen in on the show. I have more stuff for you, G-Baby. What is that ultimate desire which you wish all your fans and followers out there to get out of all your music?
Basically, the story behind, the moral of the story behind my music is, it's a shoulder to cry on, basically. That's what I call it. I call it as the music for a shoulder to cry on, basically. I've been through what you've been through. I've been through, you know, tough times, ups, downs. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have, but I'm one to explain and my understanding and change that you can bring out of those situations that I try to give to my fans and listeners, that you can always overcome your mishaps.
Mhm. Mhm. And thank you for that. Thank you for that. So the other tracks I have loaded up, I want to play at the end of the show. Mixed Emotions, No More Tears, 6 Points to Life. The story behind the music on those tracks is what?
Okay, Mixed Emotions, like I said before, that's I'm thinking about making it a trilogy. But as far as right now, it's a sequel. Like I said, that's the sequel to Time Heals. That song right there was supposed to be written like I was still feeling all those types of emotions, but I was drugged and, you know, half sleep off the drugs, and it was all a dream when I woke up, basically. So it's just like everything that we've been through, like the whole song is like true events. from beginning to end. Like, everything that's said in that song has been, that has happened. So therefore, I try to make it like, that's why I'm waiting for that video to be last, because I want that one to be like a real good video, because I want it to be made as if it was a dream, and then it's just woken up. Like, so, because that was the sequel of me saying, all right, my feelings out the way, it's over with.
Done. Okay.
6 points of life is basically, you know, 6 different tips on how to go about life as being a black man.
Mm-hmm.
6 different tips on how to, you know, guide. It's like a basically guide your way of being a black man that's been in the streets type stuff. So, and the No More Tears. I just felt like at that moment I needed a, you know, not saying that all my songs are negative. I just wanted a positive song. So I was just like, you know what? No More Crying. We're going to level up. So I made No More Tears.
Right.
And as far as motivation, stop having self-pity, basically having self-pity / depression. And basically, that's more of a motivation, like, nigga, get your ass up and do it type stuff.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Wow. Your shout-outs, you can go ahead and hit them up right now. Go ahead and do your shout-out.
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to shout-out to God for allowing, you know, these wonderful people to be put in my life as far as my label. Shout out to Worldwide International Records.
Yeah.
Shout out to BK Shakar.
Hey.
Shout out to, you know, all my family in Chicago and Marietta. You know, just shout out to everybody who's been on the love and support side of my journey.
All right. We're going to give them an applause that they will continue to support your journey. So, as we are coming to a close to the show, D-Baby, any other information you want to give about your EP coming up and new music video?
Oh, yes. Be looking out for some new music videos from Wale and G-Baby and some new music coming up very soon. I got to step back in the studio and get back to my second craft.
All right.
So,
but there you go, everyone. And for folks to follow up with you on Instagram and Facebook, how many Facebook pages do you have, G-Baby?
I got one Facebook page.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. Right now, any words of encouragement you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today? Any encouraging words you would like to give, G-Baby?
Words of encouragement from me will be, no matter how hard, tough it, how hard life gets, don't give up. Your time is coming. God made you get that far for a reason. He didn't make you, he didn't bring you this far for you to give up at the finish line. So therefore, as long as you have something that you got, something that you want to go for, always go for it. Never let anything hinder you or stop you from taking on or conquering greatness. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Thank you. I want to thank you, G-Baby, for taking out your time to come on my platform to talk about your music and your journey in life. You're always welcome to come back. Lisa Marie, Worldwide Music. Girl, you are something else. You're a Wonder Woman. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You always welcome to contact me. You have great clients. Great they are. They got a heart. And they are very talented. They are very talented. Hook me up, contact me. And BKA Takari, I'm following you and G Baby, friend for life, fan for life. I want to thank everyone, and I want to say Merry Christmas, and do have a safe and happy New Year. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Wale.
G-Baby. MJ on the beat, ho.
Emotions. Sipping on that love, damn, that's a toxic potion. If you want me, then you done, just put the play in motion. Now you fresh up out the shower, rub you down with lotion. First I love you, then I hate you, call it mixed emotions. Sipping on that love, damn, that's a toxic potion. If you want me, then you done, just put the play in motion. Now you fresh up out the shower, rub you down with lotion. Long nights I think about you from time to time. Trying to move forward, but you still seem to cross my mind. I know I should give up, but shit, I ain't tired of trying. And the reason we split up, cause you got tired of crying. Damn, I'm trying to remember what I fucked up. And by that time to pour another cup. And by that time to smoke another blunt. But it's like the drawers won't even help enough. I can't lie, moving on is hella tough. Fuck everything else, I just wanna earn your trust. So 7 days in your body, man, I got a lust. Moving on is hard to do, I'm trying, but I just. One thing I miss about you is that pretty smile. It made my heart skip a beat when my thoughts ran a mile. Damn, baby girl, I still had your own style. Your scent touched me to the point I had to call that foul. First I love you, then I hate you, call it mixed emotions. Sipping on that love, damn, that's a toxic potion. If you want me, then you done, just put the play in motion. Now you fresh up out the shower, rub you down with lotion. First I love you, then I hate you, call it mixed emotions. Sipping on that love, damn, that's a toxic potion. If you want me, then you done, just put the play in motion. Now you fresh up out the shower, rub you down with lotion. Do you still think about me? Shit only sound with tail. You the only girl I know who could rock that gorgeous smell. Fuck design, you was bad, no need to rock Chanel. My mind stay moving on, but my heart keep on raising hell. Smiling in my dreams, thinking about the memories. When I wake, I get sad cause you don't sleep next to me. First I had you with nothing, now you all I need. I got a hunger for your love, but drink a bunch of me. Wasting my time explaining, it's getting hard to breathe. I don't know why, I'm just hoping you just up and leave. What you want me to beg, huh, and get on my knees? Or you want me to jump up and down some prayer, please? Damn, this foolish. I say it's love, I just want the ceremony where they releasing all the doves. And I have a woman like you in my life and thank the man above. Now I've been moved on, just on the side effect of the drug, let ride. First I love you, then I hate you, call it mixed emotions. Sipping on that love, damn, that's a toxic potion. If you want me, then you done, just put the play in motion. Now you fresh up out the shower, rub you down with lotion. First I love you, then I hate you, call it mixed emotions. Sipping on that love, damn, that's a toxic potion. If you want me, then you done, just put the play in motion. Now you fresh up out the shower, rub you down with lotion.
Wale.
No more.
I can't
show my feelings, no one cares, you know how it goes. I buy my cash, see my bad, that's the thing for sure. Can't speak on nothing, that's too solid, and that's all I know. Ain't no tears in my eyes, I can't cry no more. Show my feelings, no one cares, you know how it go. I buy my cash, see my bad, that's the thing for sure. Can't speak on nothing, that's too solid, and that's all I know. Like contest, I'm going for the big prize. Stacking green guys, little nigga with green eyes, dang. I'm just hoping that you realize love is pain, and hate feeling like paradise. It's exertion in my tears. Can't cry forever, but I can face my fears. Chance after chance, I've been troubled through the years. Battles with myself, it's caused the wars with my peers. I seen sunny days, I seen cold nights. Some days I ate good, some I sacrificed.
One left a few times, couldn't get it right. Blind to the bullshit, even up in plain sight. Will I make it to the top? Shit, I just might. Fold under pressure? Nigga, yeah, right.
Never fold.
In my dreams, stand taller than Shaquille Height. Nigga, live life.
Gotta live it.
Ain't no tears in my eyes, I can't cry no more. Show my feelings, no one cares, you know how it go. I buy my cash and my bad, that's the thing for sure. Can't speak on nothing, I'm too solid and that's all I know. Ain't no tears in my eyes, I can't cry no more. Show my feelings, no one cares, you know how it go. I buy my cash and my bad, that's the thing for sure. Can't speak on nothing, I'm too solid and that's all I know.
Man, I done shed so many tears. I feel like I can't even cry no more. I'm tired of letting all this fucking pain. But it's like the only way I can speak through my music. So can you believe it?
Wildin, G baby. Six points of life. Show loyalty to your niggas and never love no bitch. Silence is golden, but don't you sleep on no snitch. Respect is hard to get, have faith and never quit. Unite with your folks, get that money, get rich. Show loyalty to your niggas, but don't love no bitch. Silence is golden, but don't you sleep on those nets. Respect is hard to get, have faith and never quit. Unite with your folks and get that money and get rich, yeah. First point of the life, gotta be the loyalty. You meet your demise if you ever try to cross me. See it till you make it if I think you feelin' saucy. Born a boss, nigga, so it's all signs of boss to me. Lean to the second point, it gotta be the unity. Can't be your homies back, that's a sign of truancy. Never have amnesia, we started as a fucking team. We all sleep on each other, how the fuck we live our dream. If one got the ice, do you know we gotta get the cream. Stuck like a rainbow, smoking purple while we count the green. My G's laying the birds, ain't no reason try to fly for me. Getting faded off life, fuck it, I might pop a bean. Inside China white, outside Krispy Kreme. Living like the dope man, never like a dope fiend. My bitch, she say too bad, yeah, she bout to kill the scene. Bitch, I got a bag now, do you know what the fuck that means? Show loyalty to your niggas and never love no bitch. Silence is golden, but don't you sleep on no snitch. Respect is hard to get, have faith and never quit. Unite with your folks, get that money, get rich. Show loyalty to your niggas, but don't love no bitch. Silence is golden, but don't you sleep on those nets. Respect is hard to get, have faith and never quit. Unite with your folks and get that money and get rich, yeah. Third point, respect, you gotta have it to live. Shit just don't come easy, to get it you give. Like a legend in the game, niggas know who you is. Respect like a diamond in the rough, niggas treasure that shit. Four point of life is love, but don't you love no hoe. She might act like she love you, but that's a part of a show. With you, cause you bounce the ball and either spit your flow. And it's sad when you ask, do she love me or love my dough? Fifth point is faith, but it should've been first. Cause if you don't believe in yourself, shit can only get worse. Have faith in God too, he the one who put you to birth. Have faith in everything you do, especially your work. Point number six, gotta be solid. Fold under the cold, shit can only get violent. Keep your mouth closed, that's why niggas is dying. Watch what you say, don't speak or either get used to lying.